When I was a little bitty boy, just up off the floor, we used to go down to Grandma's house every month and end or so. Buy chicken pie, country ham, homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed.
He was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a daddy chick. He was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a whole board of cloth for the tick. It had all eight kids and four hound dogs, a piggy stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
After supper we'd sit around the fire, the old folks bid and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, Granny sing a ballad or two. I'd sit and listen, watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed.
He was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a whole board of cloth for the tick. It had hold eight kids and four hound dogs, figurines stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
Well, I love my ma, love my pa, love Granny and Grandpa too. I've been fishing with my uncle, I wrestled with my cousin, I even kissed Aunt Lou. Ooh, if I ever had to make a choice, guess it ought to be said, I'd trade them all with the gal down the road for Grandma's feather bed.
He was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. He was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a whole board of cloth for the tick. It had all eight kids and four hound dogs, the piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.